Fifth pack of mikvahs. Main shavia gabi shaykes posel. If you have this shaykes, which is a kli, and you had a spring which you are running over it, so the water from the spring is going into the shaykes, therefore the water is posel. But havia gabi safa kolshu, if it was the water that was coming into it remained above the rim of this kli, even a small amount, it's kosher, because since that water is not going into the kli, the water that's above it has a status of mayon, and it's kosher chutzla. The area which is outside of it is kosher. Shemayim etaba kol shehu. Since even as a very small mayon, it's still tahor, it's also over here. Even the part of the mayon went into the kli, it was nifsal, but that which is outside of it remains kosher. If he had this mayan, this water, natural spring, and he directed it over a pool, and then he stopped the mayan, a mikveh, the water inside of it is like a mikveh. Yeah. There's also a discussion where we're talking this pool was empty, and the reason why it's a din of a mikveh is because the water was disconnected from its natural source of the mayan, and therefore it's not a mayan anymore, but it is a mikveh. Or we could say that it was talking about that it was full, it's a different chat in the Achrayinim, Shoyinim, that it was full with rainwater and his mind went into it. And therefore, it stays, leaves the status as rainwater, not as a mayon. If afterwards he got it moving again, in other words, he connected the mayon to this pool, then it's not considered mayim chayim, and therefore, this tumazov or metzayra that need mayim chayim or kashbe mechatas or to be used for the paraduma waters is possible because it's not mayim chayim, it had a mixture of the regular rain or non mayim water mixed into it. Ad sheyeda sheyeter yishoinim, until he knows that all original waters left it.